Hello, this is Mark Chris from Memorial Sloan Kettering. Speaking now about the release of the updated ASCO guidelines for the treatment of adenocarcinomas and squamous cell carcinomas that have been completely resected. I had the opportunity to serve as co-chair of that committee with Lori Gaspar from the University of Colorado. And together with a number of experts from across North America, we reviewed the literature on the adjuvant therapy of lung cancers and tried to update it and also tried to make new recommendations. There is no pivotal trial that led to a new therapy being introduced. I think the standard of care for stages 1B to 3A lung adenocarcinomas and squamous carcinomas that have been completely resected is to give cisplatin-based chemotherapy, and that remains the standard. As for radiation, there again is no new information that it would be helpful for stage 1 or stage 2 lung cancer. However, there's compelling data from a number of different sources that radiation can be helpful in the treatment of patients with the 3A and 2 disease, and the guideline addresses that. The guideline also reports new data saying that the benefit of patients with stage 1B lung cancers is present with cisplatin-based chemotherapy, regardless of the size. I'd be very careful about being hard-nosed about that 4-centimeter number that has made its way into the medical thinking. That's not part of official staging, and the data from a large national database in the United States says that there is benefit regardless of tumor size from 2 up to much larger centimeter tumors. Two key things, though, in this guideline I want to bring to your attention. Clearly, the decision to give chemotherapy to a 1B patient is complicated based on the literature, based on size of tumor, based on stage, and individual patient characteristics. And one thing the guideline does recommend is that there be a multimodality discussion about the benefits of adjuvant chemotherapy. And I urge you to consider that in your practice and to make it part of your care, that when you have a patient with locally advanced lung cancers that sadly have a very poor 5-year survival, that we address the benefits and risks of adjuvant cisplatin-based chemotherapy in every patient with stage 1B. For patients with stage 3A and 2 disease, I think the same can be said for radiation. We do not have a definitive trial saying every patient should be radiated, and the guideline says it's not recommended for routine use. However, the guideline does state that there is a strong potential for benefit, and I think it is good medical care that in every patient with 3A and 2 disease that is completely resected, after the completion of their cisplatin-based chemotherapy, that there be a multimodality discussion, including a radiation oncologist, on whether that patient could benefit from radiation for stage 3A and 2. Hopefully you'll find these guidelines useful. Again, in the figures, you'll find a very nice table that builds off the LACE meta-analysis using very much the Adjuvant Online formula, showing how many patients are cured by surgery alone and how many additional patients can be cured by our adjuvant strategies. I think that's a very useful thing in explaining the benefits of adjuvant therapy to patients stage by stage. That table is in there once again, and I urge you to use that and to help clarify your own thinking, and for selected patients where that would be a useful graphic, it's there for your use as well. So ASCO has again updated the adjuvant guidelines. I think the theme here and the theme going forward in all of thoracic oncology is multimodality therapy. And I look forward to the day when there is not a single case of lung cancer that isn't a multimodality case. I think these guidelines are one more step closer to that, and I urge you to think multimodality in all aspects of care for patients with thoracic malignancies. Obviously, multimodality care is not right for every patient, but it should be considered in every patient, and individual decisions be made. This is precision medicine at its best. I know that's what we've all aspired to all along, and I think now where we have more tools, it's even more important to put all our best minds together for each and every patient.